joined now by City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle. How are you?
Good morning, yes. Rich.
Dundas City Administrator, Janelle Teppin. There was a Dundas City Council meeting last night, and you guys normally, I mean, I think usually you guys wrap up your business in 25, 30 minutes, something like that. You went a full hour and 15 last night. You must have had a lot to talk about.
There were a couple of items, yes.
Yeah, where do we start with last night?
Well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
With presentations. Mike Ludwig from the Dundas Dukes was there and made a presentation to the city council about their plans to improve the ball field. They want to put a plaza on the third, right behind the third base dugout. So, you know, they have plans drawn up. They're starting their fundraising.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. I mean, they just made some major improvements to that ballpark a few years ago because of the state tournament. And I'm glad to see that momentum. Carrying through, because what they did to that ballpark is fantastic, but there's definitely more than they could do.
Yep.
And
yeah,
it's always fun to go to the Dukes, and that would make things even better.
It would. And I think, you know, having the state tournament there when they had 8,000 to 10,000 people at a game, it really highlighted some of the areas where they fall a little bit short.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the experience is affected at all, you know, but just from an internal traffic flow kind of situation.
Right.
They want to move their concessions over to that plaza and, you know, expand that area a little bit, provide more bathroom facilities.
That's great.
All very good and needed things.
Absolutely. That Memorial Park is really one of the kind of underrated gems in this area. I just love to go watch. I mean, I'm a ball guy anyway, but I love to go watch baseball over there.
Right.
That's fun. And that's cool. We're going to have to reach out to Mr. Ludwig and get him on and have him talk about it a little bit.
And the Dukes work with community groups to bring people to Memorial Park. You know, they've worked with the Northfield Rotary, the Jesse James Day bike ride is out of there, draws hundreds of people, and they work and organize that.
Right.
They work with us on our Oktoberfest event.
Mm-hmm.
A great organization.
I should ask, I mean, are they asking for any help from the city of Dundas to get this done?
I believe they are. They haven't made a formal ask of the city yet.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned. To be continued. All right, what was next, do you think?
Next was, of most importance, was probably the quote for the 800 megahertz radios for the police department to upgrade those.
Logan talked about this a little bit yesterday, but what I missed in that is why do we need to upgrade these the radios that you guys already have?
So 800 megahertz kind of came about after 9/11, and it's now a nationwide standard.
Okay.
The 800 megahertz frequency is an encrypted channel in the radio frequency world.
Got it.
And so agencies who are on 800 megahertz radios, you can't scan on the police scanner.
Got it.
And they do share a lot of private data when they're talking between dispatch and officers and so on and so forth, that information really needs to remain private.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And in fact, now that I think about this, the city of Northfield went to 800 megahertz just a couple of years ago.
So, yep. So it's Northfield. Naffers went to a Rice County has.
Yep.
And
so you guys need to, fit right in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Was the quote approved? I would have met.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Yep. Unanimous approval on that expenditure.
All right. There was also a work session last night, where you had a little conversation about MnDOT and their desire to replace a traffic signal at, is it Esther and Highway 3?
Right.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It went about as well as I had expected. I had kept the council informed on this conversation that's been happening probably since the beginning of the year. And we knew eventually that it would come. If you notice when you drive north or south on Highway 3, if you're going to Menards, if you're going to Quick Trip, the traffic signal apparatus at 3 in Hester is one of those old-time hang-on-wires, signal, you know, the red, yellow, and green light thing just hangs off of a wire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not on a post. It's not connected any formal way other than on that wire. And so District 6, because Minnesota is divided up in terms of MnDOT into districts, and our district is District 6. District 6 says that's the oldest traffic signal in their system, and they want to replace it.
Right. And that's going to cost the city of Dundas quite a bit of money, isn't it?
It is. They have a new design standard in 2025. They haven't installed any of these traffic signal apparatus yet. Mm-hmm. So they're not really sure about the price of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're estimating the cost at $900,000.
Okay.
And they have a 50-50 cost share with the municipality or the locality that shares a leg, if you will, because Hester is a local road.
Sure.
We would be required to come up with $450,000, which is just pretty laughable.
That's a huge portion of your city's budget.
I asked you off air, what's the Dundas city budget total? And you told me.
Yeah, $2.1 million annually.
So we're talking about, you know, somewhere between 22 and 25% of the entire budget.
Right.
For, to replace a traffic signal that's not malfunctioning.
No.
You've got the regular maintenance and stuff, but there's nothing wrong with the system at the moment.
Right.
Yes.
We have not been able to identify any grant or funding opportunities that would assist in the city's share. We can look at, in 2026, like working with Representative Craig and Senator Klobuchar's office on congressionally directed spending, which is like their earmark funds for each of their areas.
Yeah.
And that was the direction that the city council gave last night, is go through that process.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a good call.
Because we're not going to levy that burden on our taxpayers for a traffic signal.
Yeah.
I need to take a deep breath. I've said to MnDOT, we have projects in our future plans that have actual impact to residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this has no actual impact and costs, taxpayers here, just the burden on the individual taxpayer would be just phenomenal.
Yeah.
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 Can't imagine.
So, all right. So, that's a conversation.
Deep breaths.
Unfortunately, that's a conversation that's going to be continuing for a while. Unfortunately for you, we're going to have to just check in normally and make sure you're like doing some yoga or something, or meditation. All right. You also talked about the brand new dog park and some possibilities for expanding that already.
Yeah, so as you know, the dog park is at the trailhead of the East Cannon River Regional Trail. And the parking lot at the dog park is intended to serve both users of the dog park and users of the trail, people who come and walk on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And we've experienced over the past year, well, it's not even been a year since that parking lot was installed, is that it is pretty busy all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that it would be busy, mm-hmm. but it's kind of exceeded our expectations.
Yeah.
And
you did a very nice job with that park. I mean, it looks great.
Yeah.
I haven't had the dog over there yet, but it looks great from where I've seen it.
And we also wanted to keep some of that area down there for expanding the dog park as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversation with the city council last night during their work session was, do you want us to go ahead and put together some concept plans to talk about, look at how a new, add some added parking, some added amenities right. for the trail. We could look at some grant opportunities to the DNR, who have very specific grants available for trailhead areas.
Nice.
And so we got direction from the council to go ahead with that
okay.
concept planning.
So basically, we're feeling the exact opposite about MnDOT that we feel about, or about the DNR than we feel about
well,
MnDOT, right?
Right now, yes.
This week, for sure. Okay. Finally, unless there's anything else about
nope.
last night's meeting, Saturday's a big day.
Saturday is mm-hmm. the big day.
Yes.
We packed almost 4,000 Easter eggs this past Saturday. Had a group of people come to City Hall. It was great. We just busted it out in about an hour and a
you
half.
You crushed it.
Wow.
And, well done.
That's a lot of eggs in that short amount
in
of time.
In an hour.
Man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We have some very good people who and experienced people in
there
putting candy in eggs.
That's awesome. So the Easter egg hunt is, what time does it start on
it's
Saturday?
It's at 10 a.m.
Okay.
At Memorial Park mm-hmm. at the Pavilion area.
All right.
And again, the Easter Bunny is confirmed.
Okay, good. That's
right.
Fantastic.
Pictures are available with the Easter Bunny.
That's a coup because that guy's getting, I mean, he's got things to prepare
for
on Saturday.
He's got many places to
yeah.
be, but
yeah.
I think we are at the top of his list every
well,
year.
You ought to
Very
be. I mean,
cool.
you've been doing this long enough. So.
And what is the age range again for the Easter egg hunt?
We have we split it up. Mm-hmm. So there's areas, so big kids aren't running over little kids,
sure,
basically.
Right, sure,
so
right.
we have a section for like 0 to 2 year olds,
mm-hmm.
3 to 5 year olds, and maybe, I don't remember, 6 to 8, and then 9 year olds or something. I think
yeah.
9 year old is the
kind of the cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Gotcha. Nice.
I don't have kids of that age anymore, but I want to come just to watch the little ones.
Oh, I know. Just know. The frenzy.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And there is, you do have a suggested donation
yes.
of $1.
To help pay for the candy.
Yes.
Yep.
There
absolutely.
You go.
Nice. Yeah. No, this is great. This is the big Easter tradition of the, in the area.
Of the area.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
How fun.
Regional draw.
Indeed. Indeed. Featuring the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And Janelle Teppan, of course. Janelle, thank you so much for being here. We always enjoy the conversation.
Always my pleasure. Mm, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of